Okay, today is Daf Hey of Maseches Menachos. We're on Daf Hey. We're up to the 5th line from the top, right, where it says Virshim Ben Lakish. Virshim Lakish Omer, Rish Lakish says, Minchas Ha'omer, a Minchas Ha'omer, okay, meaning the carbon mincha of an Omer, the carbon Omer, Shenikmitza Shalol Lishma, that the kamitza of this mincha was done Shalol Lishma, Kshera, it's kosher. Yesterday, somebody said, who was it, Rav? Somebody said, it's not kosher. Today, it's kosher. However, even though it's kosher, Vishireha Eine Echolin, but you cannot eat the Shirayim, the rest of the Omer, Ad Shetavi Minchas Omer Acheres V'tatirena. Until you bring another Omer, which will matter, which is edible. Okay? In other words, you brought a Minchas Omer, Shalol Lishma. Sometimes. What's the status of this Minchas Omer? It's kosher. What does that mean, it's kosher? You don't have to take it down, whatever. It's kosher, but you have to bring another one to effectuate a complete Omer. Because you can't eat the Shirayim. The Komet you never eat, that gets burnt.
Right.
The Shirayim, the rest of the bowl. You took a kmitza, what about the rest of the bowl? You can't eat that now. No, you can't eat it. So one said, I would get to that. Now, but Hashem ate his portion. So that was good. The carbon was good. What's not good? Shirayim. Right?
Right, so the difference in having something with the carbon and leave it up there.
Oh, so asks the Gemara, skip the parentheses, Mikrev Hechi Karva. How could you do that? How could you bring a carbon? Mimashke Yisrael. There's a pasuk in Yecheskel that says Mimashke Yisrael, which means what does that mean? Mimashke Yisrael. Yeah. Minamutu Yisrael. Only things that are mutter to eat. And this is not mutter to eat. Right? Rashi said, Now, you could say...
If he's not going to eat the carbon, it's not a carbon.
What?
Why is it a carbon?
That's what the Gemara is asking. Rish Lakish said, if you have a Omer Shalol Lishma, it's kosher. But you have to bring another one. Right. Says the Gemara, why is it kosher? It's not edible.
That's, it shouldn't be kosher.
Correct. So it asks the Rashba, then no Omer is kosher, because no Omer is edible. So Rashba answers, no. The carbon and the edibility come at the same time. Right? The Chadash comes at the same time. Here, not edible still. So, Amar Adabarava, Kasava Rish Lakish, listen to this answer. Listen to Rish Lakish says, Ein Mechusar Zman Libo Bayom. There's no issue of Mechusar Zman this day. Why not? So it says Rashi. Right, Rashi's right here, two lines up. Ein Mechusar Zman Libo Bayom. Hoel, since... after you bring another Omer, so what happens? V'lo mechuseret zman hi l'gvoa. So why is it mutter? It's not edible. No, but you're going to bring the right Omer later today. Because you're going to come back to the Kahanim, and the Kahanim is going to say, "Nu, did you do the Omer l'shma?" "Oy, I didn't do it l'shma." All right, you have to bring another one. So we're going to bring another one. And therefore, the fact that we brought one before, that one's good, we don't care about this time issue. That's what Gemara says. Ein mechus zman lebo b'yom. There's no mechus zman. Asks the Rashba, it's not about zman. It's about bringing the Omer.
Right.
What if you don't bring it today? What if you don't bring it? What kind of answer was that? You have to do the Omer today. You did it, but you didn't do it l'shma. So what did Rish Lakish say? It's not a problem. You have to bring another one, but this one's kosher. How can it be kosher if it's not edible? No, but when you bring the second one, then it'll be edible. What kind of answer is that? You didn't bring it yet. What if you don't bring it today? What if you don't bring it till next month? So how's it good now? Now it's not edible. So the truth is, the Gemara is going to really ask this question. Masav Rav Adab Arei Rav Yitzchak. Yesh Baofos, she'ain b'menachos. You have some halachas by birds that you don't have by minchas. Yesh b'menachos she'ain b'ofos. Some halachas you have by minchas, you don't have by birds. Yesh b'ofos, she'ofos born, here's the following story. B'nidras shnayim, two people can combine to bring a bird. They can be partners in a bird. You can't, no partners in a mincha. Skip the parentheses. U'mechusrei kapara, people that are lacking kapara can bring a bird, not a mincha, right? Kula, Rashi says, Kula, right? Zav, Zav, Yilaz, Matara. All those people bring birds. Right? It says, Zav, Zav, Yilaz, Matara. Number three, V'hutru Michlal Isurin Bakodesh. That means that in the Beis HaMikdash, there's something mutter that would never be mutter elsewhere, which is Malika. It's mutter here, it's mutter Michlal Isurin Bakodesh. It's mutter from a category of things that are normally usur. By Kodesh, it's mutter. Right, which is Malika. Malika by a bird is mutter.
By everything else.
Everything else, it's not mutter. Masha ain kain, menachos. Menachos are different. The yeshim menachos, number one, she menachos to unos kli. They require a kli, whatever that means.
I put in a kli.
I know, but that doesn't apply by birds.
I know.
Why is that a difference? What kind of difference is that? Right? Rashi says, pirish, b'parsha shtei alechem, ofos ein t'unin kli. Ofos, don't have a kli, sharei milikasan b'tzi refuran. Because you kill a dumalika with a fingernail. What does that have to do with anything? Right, the Tosfos says, in the third Tosfos, im tomer, adrab, is we kulu lagavi ofos. Okay. Number two, tenufa. You have to wave the mincha. You don't wave birds. Number three, hagasha. There's a chiyav of coming close to the mizbeach with the mincha. There's no such requirement by birds. And number four, v'yeshen k'tzibur k'biyachin. You have them by a tzibur too, so carbon omer, by shtei alechem. You don't have, there's no such thing as carbon tzibur bird. No such thing. Now, masha'en came by ofos. None of those things apply by birds. The im isha, but if it's true, that what? That a minchas ha'omer, could be brought shelo l'shma, it's not edible until you bring another one, right? So b'menachos, nami mishkachas la, tehutru michlal nisurin b'kodesh. I have a case by mincha, where it's usher for the whole world, and it's mutter to bring it, like Malika. What's that? The Omer. Hashem said you can bring it to my mizbeach. You can't eat it though. So the same thing, right? Rashi says down at the bottom, the imitha, the adayin chadash usher. The chadash is still usher. The chadash is still usher. Why is the chadash still usher? Because he didn't bring a proper Omer. It was half proper, right? Minchas haomer nami ishtakech tekarva legvoa. It's mutter for the mizbeach. Masha asa lehedjot. But you can't eat it. So same thing by Malika. The Beis HaMikdash said it's okay, but you can't do that in the outside of the Beis HaMikdash. So, umayniyu, and what is this thing? Minchas haomer. Minchas haomer is mutter for the Beis HaMikdash, asa for you. So we have a case of minchas too. Not just by birds. So Gemara says, Kivan de ein mechusas man li bo bayom, since you're going to bring another one later, since there's no iser of mechusas man, lavi surahu, it's not called asr. Ein echanami, you can't eat it, but it's not called asr. Okay? That's the Gemara's answer. You hear the answer? Not called asr. Why? Because only temporarily asr. It's asr right this minute. You can bring another one in an hour. What if you don't bring another one? So Gemara really is going to ask that question in a minute. So you bring another one in an hour. Once you bring another one in an hour, it'll all be fine. Aye, what about during that hour? The Gemara doesn't seem to be bothered by that. So Masif of Sheshes. Rav Sheshes asks the following question. That we have a rule by Mitzora that you have to do the matan dam, this dam, and then the sprinkling, this dam on the thumbs and big toes, right? And there's also shemen. So hikdim matan shemen matan dam. If you do the shemen before the dam is supposed to come first. If you do the shemen before the dam, yimalenu shemen, refill the shemen, v'yachzevidin shemen, achar matan dam. Do the dam first, and then the shemen. Matan behonos, l'matan sheva, or you did the matan behonos, applying it to the toes and your thumb, before you sprinkle seven times, so do the other, you did it wrong. Yimalenu shemen, v'yachzevidin matan behonos, achar matan zayin. You have to do it over again. Now, V'amarta ein rechus esman li bo bayom. But if we don't care about order, because you're going to do it anyway in 5 minutes, so then ma yachzev yitin, why does it do it over again? Why does it do it over again? Right? Ma'ata avarafat, you did it already. What if you do it again? You did it already. You hear that question?
No, because he's repeating anyway. He's bringing the Omer again. He's bringing another Omer. So he's reapplying Omer. You're not bringing another Omer. You bring a
Vegas. There was different. There was Shol Shema. You have to bring it again. Here, you did it out of order. So what? We don't care about time. No, Mechus Usman's not an issue, he said. So what's the problem? So Gemara says, you're right. Omer of Papa, shiny halichas mitzorah. Mitzvah is different, because Mitzvah has to be in order. Dechsiva b'hu, Havaya. It says Havaya. The Omar HaKosav, Zos Tihiyeh, Tomas HaMitzvah. Tihiyeh, Pahavyasa Dehe. There's no messing around with that. No messing around with the order. You're right. It's not for that reason, it wouldn't have been an issue. Why? Because we don't care about the time. You're going to do it anyway. So you did this one before that one, it's a big deal. No, there has to be an order. Mamash in order. Masav Rav Papa. So Rav Papa asks another question, right? Another question on this. That the Asham of a Metzorah, same question. The Asham of a Metzorah comes before the Asham of a Chatos. The Asham of a Metzorah comes before the Chatos of a Metzorah. That's better, right? The Asham of a Metzorah comes before the Chatos of a Metzorah. Okay? What if you did it out of order? So we're going to say it's no good. You do it over again, right? Hikdim chatos la'ashamo. If you do the chatos before the asham, lo yehe acha mamareis bedama. Lo yehe acha mamareis bedama. Don't have somebody stand there and stir the dam so it doesn't congeal, and therefore I only have to bring one more. No. Ella tavar tzurasa potato beis asreifa. Throw them both in the garbage and do both over again. Understand? Why? Because order is important. So if order is important, why is order important? My dahava hava. So first of all, the Gemara has now parentheses. Am I come also Rav Papa? What was Rav Papa asking? What kind of question was it? Rav Papa just said a minute ago that when it comes to tzaraf, there's an order. So Rav Papa asked, what about the asham, the chatas before the asham? It should be out. It shouldn't. The order shouldn't matter. But we just said order matters by mitzorah. So what was his question? Am I come also Rav Papa? For Rav Papa who the amar shiny hilchas mitzorah diksiva behavaya. If Papa just said a minute ago, 2 lines ago, that has to be in order by Mitzvah. What kind of question was this? Ella, his question, Ella, Papa, Hachi Kash, Kakashali. Listen to Papa's question. His question was, Ema, Hani, Mili, Avoda. Maybe Avoda has to be done in order. Avoda has to be done in order. However, Shechita, Lav Avodahi. Shechita is not Avoda. Therefore, if you shech the Chatas before the Asham, so good, sprinkle the dam. Stir the dam so it doesn't congeal, and go bring another asham. Why don't you throw them both out? Not avoda anyway. That was my question. That was your papa's question. Maybe I've shechit is different than avoda. The iain mechus is manly bo bayom echam mamaris bedama lekarv asham v'hard lekarv chatos. Let him go stir it. Why don't you do it over again? Why don't you do both over again? Not out of order. We don't care about the order. So, now we're going to get to the final answer, but before we do that, what does it mean that Shechita is not an Avoda? What does it mean Shechita is not an Avoda? So Rashi says, Shechita lav Avodahi d'hakshera bizar. Shechita is not Avoda because a Zar could do it. That's what Rashi says. Tosfos says, in this Tosfos of Shechita lav Avodahi, Tosfos says, that's the chicken and the egg. The reason why a Zar could do it is because it's not Avoda. Not that the reason why it's not an avoda because a zar could do it. Rashi has it exactly backwards. The reason why a zar could do it is because it's not an avoda. Why is it not an avoda? That Rashi doesn't say. Rashi said because a zar could do it. That doesn't mean it's not. That's because it's not an avoda. Therefore, a zar could do it. But how do you know it's not an avoda? Right. So Tosfos gives three other answers why it's not an avoda. First, he says because you eat regular meat with shechita too. It's obviously not an avoda. Not avoda. How do you eat steak?
You have to do shechita.
Obviously, it's not avoda. Right? It's not special to the Beis HaMikdash. Everybody eats meat, you have to have shechita. Not special. That's why it's not avoda. Right? That's one answer he gives. Another answer he gives is a whole raya, a whole complicated raya, where he ends up saying that shechita is not considered sheirus. It's not considered service. Not an avodah. It has a whole raya. If you the kachim kachim have to be shechted in the tzafon. What if you're standing in the darum but you lean over into the tzafon? A whole complicated thing. So it ends up coming out that shechita is not an avodah. Right? Shechita, right? Not an avodah. Even though it has to be in the tzafon, but it's not considered sheirus, therefore it's not an avodah. That's the second answer he gives. And then the third answer he gives is that if you shecht, the Gemara says, if you shecht an animal while it's hanging in the air, that could be good. That could be good shechita. Why? It's not an avodah. So, not having it on the ground. So bottom line is, it's not an avodah. So Rav Papa says, that was my question. Shechita is not an avodah. So maybe therefore, it doesn't have to be in order. I hold, of course, Mitzvah has to be in order. But not even by Shechita? Maybe not by Shechita. So, El Abra of Papa, Hainu Taima de Rish Lakish. This is Rish Lakish's reason that what? That Shechita, that this is Rish Lakish's reason that Omer could be out of order. That the Omer is kosher, even though you have to bring it again. Why is it kosher? We said it's not edible. I'll tell you why it's kosher. The Hainu Taima de Rish Lakish, the Kasavar, Heir Mizrach Matar. All you need to be able to eat Chadash in the morning is the morning to come. All you need is for that to happen. You don't have to bring the Omer. There was a halacha to bring it. And what if you don't bring it? It doesn't affect the eating. So it's mutter anyway. Why is it mutter? Mutter because the morning came. Now, you did a shalal l'shma. You have to bring another one.
But that was always the halacha. Didn't they wait?
No, that was... The Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish to Armi Tarvayu. Afilu bizman shebeis hamikdash kayim. Even when the Beit HaMikdash was around. Heir Mizrach Matir. The morning matered it. Says Rashi... The bottom Rashi. El time of the Rish Lakish, the Amar, Kamta Nikdir. How can the Kamita be burnt? It was done Shalol Shema. How could that be? The Kasavar, he holds. Heir Mizrach, the Yudvav Nisan Matir B'Chadosh. The 16th of Nisan, the first day Chalamoid in Israel, Matir's Chadosh. Dichsiv, Ad Etzem, Ayomazeh. With Targuminon, Ad Bichron. What's Bichron? Bichron, Hainu Maria's Hayom. The dawn, sunrise. All you need is sunrise. Once you have sunrise, you're allowed to eat the omer. Ad dichziv, tarshish, shoham, v'yashve. These are stones of the choshen. What do they have to do with this? Umetargaminon kurum yama shemareu doma liyam. Okay, just going to try to tell you that the morning is at that color. V'hai de'ein shireh necholin. Aye, so why can't we eat the shirayim? The mitzvah latit lahamtin ananos haomer. Because there's a mitzvah to wait for the omer to be brought. There's a mitzvah to wait. But that's only a chumrah, a mitzvah. Kida parshbarchin le rishlak is parak rabbi shmal. Okay, fine. Vaksiv habiachem. That's a mitzvah. Mashan is a mitzvah. For a mitzvah to wait. You don't have to wait. The Moses of Yochanan Medzaka is takana to wait, not to bring the omer that day, not to eat the chodesh that day, in case when the Beis HaMikdash comes, it'll be rebuilt. And people will say, oh, last year we didn't wait. We have to wait this year for it. Right? So I'm not 100% sure about that now in light of this. Right? So
the carbon is the matir or the day is the matir?
The day is the matir. The carbon was a chumrah. So therefore what? If you did it shalol l'shma, really it's edible now. It's chadash. Why? Because the day is the matir. All right, we'll machmir for the omer. So bring it again. That's the answer. That's why the omer is mutter. That's why it's shalol l'shma, it's good. Okay, you have to bring another one, but it's good. This thing of Rish Lakish wasn't said straight out, it was implied. Titnan, Ein Revi and Minchas Bikurim, you can't bring a Minchas Bikurim. What's a Minchas Bikurim? Bikurim. U Minchas Behema. What's a Minchas Behema? Rashi says that means the Minchas Nesachim, the company of Behema. You can't bring them Kodum Omer, before the Omer. Skip the parentheses. Vim Havi puzzle. And if you brought it, it's puzzle. Kodem Shtei Lechem, before the two lech of Shavuos, Lo Havi, Vim Havi, kosher. But then it's going to be kosher. V'amir Shlok, V'am Yitzchak, Amir Shlokish, Lo Shanu, Ela Ba'arba Asar, B'chamish Asar. Aval B'shish Asar, Im Havi, kosher. In the 60th, it's kosher. Why? His point is, you don't have to wait for the Omer. Really, it's mutter even? So you want to bring other kabanos? Go right ahead. Why? Because really, it's mutter anyway. Okay, we have a chumrah to wait. But you want to bring nesachim from the chadash, you can do that. As long as it's after the 15th. Alma, kasavar, hey, you're mizrach, matir. All you need is the dawn. Okay? So far we had two shitos. What happens with an omer since brought shalol l'shma? Third shita, Rava Amar, minchas ha-omer should come to shalol l'shma, kshera. It's kosher. And v'shirei ne'achalim. And he could even eat the shirayim. If you brought the omer shalol l'shma. V'ein tzricha, minchas ha-omer, cheres latira. You don't need another omer. You know why? V'she'ein machshava mo'eles. We don't care about bad thought. You had a bad thought. You had a shalol l'shma thought. Doesn't matter. Ela b'misha roi la'avoda. It only matters when something's roi for avoda. U'b'davar ha'roi la'avoda. And the thing is roi for avoda. U'b'makom ha'roi la'avoda. And in the right place. So if you're missing one of these three things, the thought is irrelevant. What does it mean? B'misha roi la'avoda? Rafuki kohen balmum. If the balmum has a wrong thought, that's irrelevant. He's not roi for avoda.
You can't use it anyway.
No. But if the person is a balmum, he had a wrong thought, it's irrelevant. He can't do a vote. The Kohen's sitting there, the balmum sitting there, and I can't wait, I'm going to have some pickle thoughts. It's irrelevant. He can't bring the avoda anyway. He can't do the avoda. Says Rava, if somebody who can't do the avoda has a bad thought, irrelevant. Says Rava, if something's not really avoda, a bad thought's irrelevant. What does that mean? Omer. B'davar ha-roi la-avoda. It's something that's not, only has to be something roi for avoda. La'afuke omen chas omer, delachazi, the chiddushu. It's a chiddush. What's the chiddush? Because it's barley. No minchas brought from barley. So it's not really avoda. Therefore, the bad thought's irrelevant. Not brought from barley. Says Rashi, davar roi la'avoda, kigo minchas chitin, wheat. Avo minchas ha-omer, shel sa'orim, ena roi, el la'avoda zu bilvan, lahatir. It's only done to matir chadosh. V'lo l'shum carbon isya. It's not really a carbon. Says Rashi, v'i mishum mincha sota, or a mincha sota, also from barley. What do you mean? There's no carbon from barley. What about a sota? Says Rashi, lav rayahi. That's not a raya. The mincha sota kemach. A mincha sota is flour. V'zeh v'shel omer goresh. The omer, it's, I don't know what goresh means exactly. It's more, not flour. Kernels or something else. V'od, the lav avodahi, also, a sota is also not avoda. The lavar avon kasa. It just comes to see who sins. If she sinned or not. V'hai, the pasla, machshava, the minchas kenos. Yeah, but you can have a pickle thought by sota. So if it's not an avoda, how could you have that? That's a different reason. Mishum derachmana kari chatos. Because the Torah calls it a chatos. Torah calls it a chatos, so it has the status of a chatos. So, you know, any problem actually just brushed away. So since Omer is a chiddush, because you never really find wheat, barley, you never really find that, says Rabbi, therefore any machshava thought that's no good is irrelevant. Therefore, you had a little lishma thought, big deal. Therefore, you could eat it. And the third one, makom aroy lavoda, that means lafuke nivgam hamizbeach, to exclude if the mizbeach was broken a little bit, so therefore that's not a problem. Yeah. Okay. No, I'm sorry. You have a puzzle thought when the mizbech is broken. So the whole thing doesn't matter. There's no carbon. The puzzle thought can't ruin it. Okay. That was the easy part of today's daf. Now the daf gets hard. Okay? A lot of kal v'chomers now. Here we go. Tana Rabbanan, a new topic out of left field. Kishu Omer. When it says in the third pasuk of Parshas Vayikra, min ha-bakar, lamata, it says min ha-bakar, two psukim back to back. So it's an extra word. What do we learn from min ha-bakar? She'ein tamud lomar, there's extra words. Elo lahotzi es ha-trefa. You cannot bring an animal that's a trefa as a carbon. What is a trefa? The animal's going to die soon. There's something wrong with it. It's going to die. Not a mum. Worse than a mum. It's a trefa. Now, how do you know that you're not allowed to bring a trefa? How do you know you're not allowed to bring a trefa? A pasuk. A pasuk. The pasuk says, min ha-bakar, extra words, v'lo min ha-trefa. It's learned out of a pasuk. The Gemara is going to want to know, why do we need a pasuk? It's a kal v'chomer. What's the kal v'chomer?
That's a question many times before.
If a balmum can't be brought, Right?
Yeah, some that's a treifa.
And so for sure, a treifa can't be brought. That's going to be the Gemara's kal v'chomer. V'lo dinhu, it's a kal v'chomer. Right? Ma balmum. A balmum. Shemutaris lehedyot. By the way, can you have steak in your from the butcher shop from an animal that's a balmum? Yes. 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 So balmum is mutter for a hedyot. Asur legavola. Not, you're not allowed to make a carbon out of it. So treifa. Shasur lehedyot. Are you allowed to eat a treifa from the, in your bag? No. No one's allowed to eat a treifa.
Right?
Ain't no din shasur legvoa. So for sure you can't have a carbon out of a treifa. Why do I need a pasuk? It's a kal v'chomer.
Right?
Says the Gemara, I'll upschlug the kal v'chomer. I'll get rid of this kal v'chomer. It's an invalid kal v'chomer. Therefore I need the pasuk. What's the invalid kal v'chomer? Chelev adam yochichu. Chelev adam will show that the kal v'chomer is no good. So I need the pasuk. How is the kal v'chomer no good? Shasurin lehedyot. It's usher for a hedyot. A hedyot is not allowed to eat chelev or dam. However, umutarin lidvoa. But Hashem is. You can put chelev and dam on the mizbeach. Hashem does accept chelev and dam. Right? Hashem does accept chelev and dam. Right? So maybe Hashem would also accept the treifa. You can't eat a treifa, but the carbon can.
Yeah.
So it comes along, I need a pasuk. The kal v'chomer got rid of the kal v'chomer. Right? So, the Gemara says, ma l'chelev adam, chelev adam are different. You know why? Shekein boin miklal heter. Right? Even though you can't eat chelev adam, they're in a larger animal, which part of the animal you can eat. Do a larger animal you can eat. Okay, the chelev adam you can't eat. What about the rest of the animal? There's an animal you can eat. No problem. Tomer betreifa, but a treifa's not like that. Shekula asura. Right? It's all asura treifa. That 1 inch of that treifa you could eat. Velotei muteres b'lugavoa. It should not be muter for Hashem. So the kal v'chomer is back. Why do we need a pasuk? The kal v'chomer is back. I reinstated the kal v'chomer. The kal v'chomer is, if a mum you can't eat, how can you eat a treifa? We said, but chelev adam are different. Chelev adam, the animal's kosher. Right? So the whole animal's kosher. Okay, chelev adam you can't eat. But the animal you can eat. So that's not a kal v'chomer. So the Gemara says, Malika tochiach. Malika will disprove the kal v'chomer, which will render the pasuk necessary. What's the Malika? Shekula iser. It's Malika's aser. Vasurul hedyot. It's aser for a hedyot. Umuteres ligvoa. And it's mutter for Hashem. So too, a treifa maybe, a treifa is maybe also to you, mutter to Hashem. So I need the pasuk, right? So the Gemara says, well, mamal malika, she can kedushasa osarta. The very act of making it holy is the very act that asers it. In other words, when you have a bird, kosher bird in your bird cage in your house, and you're thinking over shechting it. If you shecht it, you're allowed to eat it. If you do malika, you're not allowed to eat it. The very act that in the Beis HaMikdash makes it mutter for the Hashem is the very act that makes it also to you. Treifa is born that way. There's no act. It's very different. Right? Masha Enke, skip the parentheses. Masha Enke and Betreifa. Treifa is different. She Enke do shasa. Osarta, the kedusha is not what asers it. The act of malika is what asers the you from eating that bird, because malika is only in the Beis HaMikdash. There's no act over here that makes the treifa aser. It's just born that way, or it happened later. So therefore, what? So therefore, the kal v'chomer is a valid kal v'chomer. The kal v'chomer gets reinstated. What's the kal v'chomer? If a balmum you're not allowed to eat, so for sure a treifa not. Why do we need a pasuk? The kal v'chomer got reinstated. I disproved the kal v'chomer. We wanted to bring malika's a disproof. No, malika's not a disproof. Because malika's different. Because the act renders it usher. Here, no act. Usher by itself. It's born that way. It's born without a lung. Nothing you can do about it. It's not going to live. V'im hishbata. And if you want to... I'm sorry. Yeah, mash'enke b'kdusha osarta. So therefore, we're back to a question. The question is, the Kal Vachomer has been reinstated. So then why do we need a Pasuk? Why do we need a Pasuk? We're back to square one. You got that? The Kal Vachomer has been reinstated. So why do we need a Pasuk? I have a Kal Vachomer, you can't eat a Trefa. I don't need a Pasuk for that. V'mishbata, and if you want to disprove the Kal Vachomer, Kishomer min habakar lamata, I have a Pasuk. Shein Talmud Lomar, does that, it's extra. The answer is, l'ho t'yesa Trefa, to exclude the Trefa. Ma im hishbata. What does that mean if you're going to disprove the Kal Vachomer? You just tried two times to disprove it. Right. We couldn't disprove it. Okay? Simen, Rakeach, Mar, Ada, Lashisha. Now the Gemara gets very, this is very hard. Amar Vav, Mishum de Ikalu Meimar. I can
say.
What?
You could say.
Yeah. I could say, Minchas Ha'omer Tochiach. An Omer will disprove the Kal Vachomer. Why? The fact that it's a trefa, that's not the reason you can't bring it as a carbon. That's not edible. That's not the reason. Because the Minchas HaOmer, which you also can't eat, you also, that you're allowed to bring as a carbon. That you're allowed to bring. A Minchas HaOmer you're allowed to bring. Right? She'asra lehedyot, you can't eat it. Umudu legvoa. And it's Mudat HaShem. So maybe a trefa is the same thing. That means you can't eat a trefa, but the what?
The Omer.
Until you bring it. So you can't eat it now. You're allowed to bring it as a carbon. So what do you see? Just because you can't eat it doesn't mean it can't be brought as a carbon. Nothing to do with each other. So maybe trefa is the same thing. You're not allowed to eat a trefa. It's true. You're not allowed to eat that. But a carbon, why not? We find that model by Omer. So the Gemara says, but Mala Minchas HaOmer Shkein Materes Chadosh. But a Minchas HaOmer is so different because it matters something. It matters Chadosh. So that, even though maybe you can't eat it right now, but you asked, Yossi, the minute you bring it, you can eat it. Not only can you eat it, you can eat all Chadosh in the world.
Right.
So therefore what? That's not an example of something that you can't eat, that the Mizbeach can't eat. It's not an example at all. So, how is that a raya? It's not a raya. It's not an upshug on the Kal Vachomer. So therefore, there's no such thing. A trefa, you can't eat it, but the Beis HaMikdash can eat it. No such thing.
That's the whole thing. Say the same thing with an ola. I can't eat it, Beis HaMikdash, but the Mizbeach can eat it.
Why can't you eat it?
Can't eat an ola.
No, it's only after you bring it. Hey, you can eat it before you bring it. Where do you have something you can't eat, but it's a valid carbon? No such thing. What do you mean? An omer has such a thing. You can't eat it right now. You can't eat it right now. Can you bring it for a carbon right now? Yes. You can't eat it, but the Mizbeach can. So too, maybe a trefa, same thing. You can't eat it, but the Mizbeach can. How is it a right? So what do you see? That we need the Pasuk. Because the Kal Vachomer is an invalid Kal Vachomer. The Kal Vachomer was from Mum. You can't eat a Mum, so for sure you can't eat a trefa. No. But there's such a thing that you can't eat, that the Mizbeach can eat. Like what? Like Omer.
But you can't.
Says the Gemara, Omer is totally different.
You can never eat a trefa.
What?
You can never eat a trefa.
I know, but maybe you can't eat a trefa, but the Mizbeach can. Just like you can't eat Omer, but the Mizbeach can. The Gemara gives your answer, but the minute you bring the Omer, you can eat it. Trefa you can never eat. So it's not the same thing at all. You're comparing apples and oranges. Right? You hear that?
I do, but something just seems wrong in this whole thing.
Right. You hear what's going on here? So the Gemara answers, I'll find you a situation where the Omer will not matter anything. You know what that is? B'shvius, on Shemitah. During Shemitah, you're not allowed to plant. You're not allowed to eat from what grew. So you, even though you have an Omer, that doesn't matter anything.
What can you eat it?
What?
You can't sell it. You can eat Shemitah.
You can't harvest it.
But you eat it.
You can eat it.
What?
You can eat it, though. You can eat it. You eat it.
You can't plant. So the Gemara says. So I found a case where the Omer does nothing. It does nothing, and yet it's Mutaf Hashem. So too, Trefa does nothing. You can't eat it. It's your Mutaf Hashem. So what are we talking about? Shvius Nami Shekim Uteres Svichin B'Shvius. What about stuff that grew on its own? That you're allowed to eat. So and what's matter that? The Chazal should matter that. The Omer's matter that. So Gemara says, no, Kirbi Akiva. Tamar Svichin Asur B'Shvias. Now this whole thing is only going to come to Rabbi Akiva, who says even Svichin you can't eat during Shemitah. So then there's nothing to eat. So then it's a valid comparison, just like Omer. You can't eat it. And it doesn't do anything. Yet, the Omer is allowed to be brought, so too Trefa, you can't eat it. It could be brought. So therefore I need the Pasuk.
But the Omer does not matter on Shvias.
What?
The Omer doesn't matter on Shvias.
What do you mean?
It doesn't matter.
That's exactly what we're saying. So the Omer doesn't do anything, and yet you're allowed to bring it. How can you're allowed to bring it? Like you can't eat it. So too, a Trefa maybe also. You're not allowed to eat it, but you can bring it. So Amalei, Rav Acha, Bar Abba, Rav Ashi, Rav Akiva, Nami Lifrach. Now even according to Rav Akiva, this, even it's still a problem. Malo Minchas Omer, Shekein Materis Chodosh B'chutz Laretz. Fine, but it matters Chodosh in the rest of the world. You're right. How if it's a Shemitah year this year? So therefore it won't matter Eretz Yisrael. What about Kansas? Is there Chodosh in Kansas?
No?
It's a big machlokas. It's a huge machlokas. We hold, yes it is. We hold it is. We hold Chodosh Chodosh Lazer. The Omer helps that. The Omer helps for that. So, I feel the man that Chodosh Chodosh Lazer Doraisa. Even if you want to hold. The Chodosh Chodosh not Doraisa. Shekein Bo Lahatir Lav Shebesocha. At least, Sheba Mincha, Shekein Bo Lahatir Lav Shebesocha. Right? At least that bowl, the Shariah that you have brought in the Omer, at least that you could eat. Right? Amalei Rav Acha Medif de Lurvina, Ihachi, Shefan Amiti Karev. Don't say the same thing by Trefa. Vahatir Lav Shebezocha. It's Matir is the Lav inside it. Right? If you eat that Trefa, you should be Mutter, because you brought it as a carbon. The carbon matters it. Ela Parachachi. That's not a valid percha. This is a valid percha. Mala Omer, Mala Minchas Omer, Shekei Mitzvah Sebekach. That's the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to bring the Omer. What do you want from me? There's no mitzvah to bring a treifa. There's no mitzvah to bring a treifa. Right? There's no mitzvah to bring a treifa. There's a mitzvah to bring an Omer. So I have to bring an Omer. So you can't compare the two. So you can't tell me, just like an Omer doesn't serve no purpose, doesn't matter anything, on Shemitah, according to Rabbi Akiva. Nevertheless, I bring it, so too I should bring a treifa. Even though I can't eat it. That's ridiculous. There's a mitzvah to bring a mincha. There's no mitzvah to bring a strefa. Rish Lakish Amar, Mishab Nikola Meimar, Mefatim Ketoros Yuchiyach. She'asar lehedyot, Umutul Lekvoa. You can't eat that Ketoros. However, you can bring a Ketoros. Same thing. So Gemara says, Mefatim Gavru, that's going on the person, Ela Pita Maktoros Yuchiyach. Pita Maktoros. She'asar Lekvoa, She'asar lehedyot, Umutul Lekvoa. It's asar for a hedyot, it's Umutul Lekvoa. Mala Pita Baktaris, she came in Tvasa Bakach. Same thing. But a Pita Baktaris is that's the nature of the mitzvah. Mad Ravido or Mishum Dikula Mamar, Shabbos Yuchiach. What about Shabbos? Shasuru Lehedyot Mutaris Ligvoa. It's also for a Hedyot, but it's Mutter for, in the Beit Hamikdash, there's no Isra of Shabbos. Mala Shabbos, she came, well, not some of them. Mala Shabbos, she came, Hutter Mechola, Eitel Hedyot Bamila. Yeah, but a Yachid could do a Bris Mila on Shabbos. So you have situations where even a Yachid can violate Shabbos. Mila is a mitzvah. Don't gain from that. The answer is, a Shabbos is a mitzvah. The mitzvah is that in the Beis HaMikdash you have to do certain violations to keep Shabbos. What can I tell you? Ravada, two more lines. Ravada bar Abba Amar Mishum Ikal Lameimar Klayim Yuchiyach. What about Klayim? You're not allowed to wear a Klayim. The Mutarim Blikvoa. But in the Beis HaMikdash, the Kahanim were allowed to wear a Klayim. What do you can say about that? What do you mean? A yachid can wear a klayim and tzitzis. You're allowed to wear a klayim and tzitzis. It's a mitzvah. So it's not kind of parable. Ella, mala klayim she mitzvah sevakach. Klayim is a mitzvah like that, right? So we have not disproved. So therefore, for all these various, we're not finished yet. We're going to stop here, but we're not finished. So we're going to keep on going about this issue, whether or not we've disproven the Kal Vachomer, why we need a pasuk to tell you that you're not allowed to eat treifa. Okay? We'll stop here, and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.